lot of people say you can't beat the convenience. Buying what you need on the internet, no need to leave your house. But would you be better off if you used a little bit of shoe leather instead? Not too long ago, people only shopped online for rare collectibles and hard-to-find books. Today, they turn to the web for everything from dresses to diapers to deodorant, all delivered directly to their door.
I like shopping online because it's easy and you just don't have to leave the comfort of your own home.
The main reason I buy things online is to save time. So I don't have to get dressed, get in the car, get my kids packed, or get a sitter.
It just really makes my life a little bit more easier, which who doesn't want that?
Fueling the birth of the online shopping boom were steep sales, e-tailers trying to lure customers away from the mall by offering drastic discounts.
They'll have these promotions. If you buy it online, then it will be cheaper.
Online retail sales now top $100 billion annually and continue to grow nearly four times faster than sales at traditional retailers. But their strategies have changed.
Instead of cutting prices to the bone today, you see a lot of e-tailers competing on service levels and customer service, things that make it easier for you to simply make your purchase at the click of a mouse and not have to worry thereafter.
The Wall Street Journal recently compared shopping for basic items online to the stores, and they found that the internet rarely saves you money and can sometimes even be more expensive. Meaning doing your homework is more important than ever.
Sales are the great equalizer, and we often see promotional flyers dangling in-store prices as being better than online. And conversely, you can often find online prices that beat the brick-and-mortar stores. So you really just have to shop around.
Donna Rosato is a writer for Money Magazine who's looked into whether online shopping really saves you cash. Donna, good morning. Nice to have you here.
Great to be here.
Before we talk about dollars and cents, here used to be it was all about electronics and travel. That's why people went online. Now it's everything.
It is everything. Actually, last year, for the first time in history, people bought more clothing online than computers.
So, I mean, anything you want, you can find online. The question is, can you find it cheaper? And you did some comparison shopping, household items, and then some food. Let's start with the household items.
Yeah, what we found in general is that if you're going to be shopping online, you're actually probably not going to find a better deal for household goods. For example, if you look at this Scott 8-pack of paper towels, I went to several online websites, and I couldn't even find the option of having an 8-pack. Then I went to my local Walmart, and not only did I find it, I found it about $2 cheaper than I found it when I was shopping at some of the online sites.
So there goes the myth of saving money online.
That's
what about
right.
Some of the other products?
Well, we have the Irish Spring soap. I went to my local drugstore. It was $2.49. And I went online. It was the exact same price online, but I would have paid a $5 shipping fee.
Food. Al is a big fan of buying everything online. I need to look at the meat and smell the fish and things like that. What did you find when you compared online to in grocery store shopping?
Food was interesting. Food was about exactly the same price as online as it was in the store. I did find the cottage cheese at one place slightly cheaper than my local store, but I still had to pay a shipping fee. And the shipping fee can get anywhere from $5 to $10. So you're always paying more. So you pay for that convenience.
Yeah, well, and people say, you know, it's okay. For a little convenience, it's worth the extra money. And how would you argue with that?
You can't argue with that. Though I will say, you have to keep in mind that if you're going to order things online, it doesn't always come perfectly. Sometimes the food leaks.
Right.
Sometimes it's not what you order. So it can be convenient, but there can be some glitches as well.
Best way to research the best deals. You have some websites that you like a lot.
That's right. If you're going to shop online, one of the best things that can help you is going to a site like PriceGrabber.com, BizRate.com, and what that does is help you search for the best deals. You can search for clothing, jewelry, and almost any kind of consumer good.
And you've got DealTime.com, TechBargains.com, you like Overstock.com. One of your tips is to actually get the lowest price online and then go to the brick and mortar store and get them to match the price.
That's right. You can negotiate anything, and you can even negotiate. If you find a good deal online, most, especially the large chain stores, they're going to want you to be their customer. So print out that deal that you found, bring it into the store, and you can probably get a good deal.
And why is it often a good idea to buy it online and pick it up at the store?
If you buy it online and pick it up in the store, you can save the shipping fee, which is usually the big drawback to shopping online, that you always have to pay a shipping fee. And the bigger the item, the more you're going to pay in shipping.
And you say always use a credit card and do research. Boy, that's important. Make sure you know what company you're dealing with.
That's right.
Donna, thanks so much for the information.
Thanks.